You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, PodcastOne.com, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
3, 2, 1. Woo!
Live from Los Angeles,
it's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton
Podcast.
We're my man.
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And the one and only world famous Perez.
Perez Hilton.
Y'all ready?
It's the PHP.
Hey guys, welcome to the PHP. I'm Booker. He is Perez. How you doing?
I am so good. If you guys have not heard my big announcement yet, I am releasing my first ever memoir, which I was really nervous about. I've been asked to do one in the past, and I just never thought the time was right. And I think I'm really boring, and I thought people wouldn't be interested. But now that I'm done writing it, I know it's good. And you can order it now, my podcast listeners. Just go to PerezHiltonBook.com. That's PerezHiltonBook.com. I've worked on it for the last year and a half. Spent so much freaking time on this, and I guarantee you, you will be entertained and inspired, and you will hear stories about celebrities, a lot of them, and things I've never shared before about myself and about celebrities. So yeah, I don't know. I have nothing else to say.
Wow. Congratulations. It sounds fun.
PerezHiltonBook.com.
Do I get a shout out in the book?
No.
Then I will not be reading it. You should have lied to me.
I think I mentioned the podcast, but I don't specifically mention your name, maybe.
Well, oh well. So much for that sale. I'll be picking it up for free at the library.
We're not 100%. We're done with it.
You better make it.
I've got to edit it.
You're missing the book sale.
I think we got the final edit coming up. I know I mentioned the podcast, but I don't remember if I mentioned your name. Maybe I should. I should elaborate on that a little. I will.
Okay.
All right. Anyways, there's that. So I'm excited about that. And I'm excited to talk about everything on the podcast. What do you... up to this weekend?
Nothing. I got no plans. I've been working in my house. I am putting new cabinets in my kitchen. So that has been taking up every waking moment of my life dealing with contractors and crap. So yeah, I'll be done this weekend. I'm excited.
All right. Well, let's get right to it. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry have announced that they will not be using the word royal or Sussex Royal in any territory following April 1st, which is when this transition of theirs begins officially. And that was after the Queen told them that they could not. However, I love this because, you know, I love drama and I love pettiness. Harry and Meghan, on their official website, released a statement that was so salty. And I would say even disrespectful to the royal family. I'll give you a couple examples. Quote, while there is precedent for other titled members of the royal family to seek employment outside of the institution, for the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, a 12-month review period has been put in place. they're like, okay, other members of the royal family can do it, but we can't. That seems shady. That's translation. Mm-hmm. Also, they say the preference of the Duke and Duchess of Sussex was to continue to represent and support Her Majesty the Queen, albeit in a more limited capacity, while not drawing on the sovereign grant. Blah, blah, blah. So they're not going to be official spokesperson of the Queen, Her Majesty, and they're not happy about that. Mm. Additionally, quote, this is my favorite one. While there is no jurisdiction by the monarchy or cabinet office over the use of the word royal overseas, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex did not intend to use Sussex Royal or any iteration of the word royal in any territory when the transition occurs spring 2020. Basically, they're saying, you know, even though we don't have to do this, we're going to do it. And even though we would have preferred to do that, we would still, you know, we're still going to do this. And, you know, it's not fair that we're having to do this, but we're going to do it. That's literally what they said repeatedly in their statement on their website.
I wish you would redistribute everything that they say so they could hear what they sound like, because you've nailed it. That's exactly what they sound like when you verbalize those words. They sound like big whiny bitches is what they sound like.
Petulant children.
I wonder how this is going to play out, because you did mention something. They're acting like children and they're behaving like children, but eventually children should eventually grow up. And that's assuming that both of them will. How does it play out? Will they grow up together and always be in cahoots?
Or they might grow apart together.
That's where I was going with that. Or they're going to grow apart. Now, do you think they'll end up staying together just because of all of this?
No, of course not.
Or do you think this... Of course not. I'm with you too. So then what happens? Does he go crawling back for his title and to the royal family? The queen will probably be dead by then, unless she lives forever, which I wouldn't doubt if that woman's 100 already.
She's only 93.
She'll be 110 seconds.
Her mother, the queen mother, lived well past 100. I think 101 or something like that.
And she's a tough lady. If you watch The Crown, she's such a badass, man. She's hard. She's just a hard woman. And I love it. I respect her so much. So that woman living to 100, that wouldn't shock me, as long as, you know, a cancer doesn't get her or anything. She can live to 110. She's a beast.
Listen, the whole thing is a little silly to me because it's just semantics. Whether he's called royal or not, he still is. He's still the son of Princess Diana.
It's his bloodline. Yeah.
He's still the son of Princess Diana, who was born a royal. He's also still the son of Prince Charles, who is the future king. So he is that, even though if he's not going to use the word. But the thing is, this is a family. And you're behaving in a way that is hurtful to the family, I would say. I would think.
You know, families have ups and downs. I think, you know, with some time away from this whole situation, this will eventually calm down. You would think it would calm down. It's a hot story at the moment, but is anyone going to care in 2 years?
Yes.
Will they? Maybe they always will because of what you said.
No.
He will always be Princess Diana's kid, and that's why we'll care. But will they be that followed, I guess, is my question.
Probably. I mean, look at Michelle and Barack Obama. People still care about them.
Yeah.
Or Bill and Hillary Clinton. People still care about them. You know, they might even care even more because they're going to be living in Hollywood. You know that. They're going to be rubbing elbows. They're going to be at the Oscars and the Grammys and doing this and that and the other.
I mean, how many years before that gets old, though, that they are just not the hot ticket any longer is what I'm saying.
Well, look at Bill and Hillary Clinton. He was president so long ago and she's not been in public office for a long time. And people still care about Bill and Hillary Clinton.
He's an elected official. I don't know. That's there, not here. They're not royalty here. They're just some petulant children.
But
here.
Americans still are interested in the British royal family.
I don't know how long they will be.
They've always been interested in the British royal. We come from Brits, a lot of us. Not me.
Yeah. Are they more invested there or here? Of course, they're much more invested there. I don't know how much, you know, Joe from Idaho gives a shit.
Well, now she's American, so people are also even more invested.
No one cared about her in the first place. She was on fucking Suits. Like, she was literally a nobody.
Well, now this British royal is half American. People care.
Here's the thing. I can't imagine, and I've watched Celebrity for enough years and been a part of this, that I just don't see the heat staying on them that long. I think it'll always be interesting that he's Princess Diana's kid and, you know, that they separated from the royal family. But my question would be for how long?
We'll see. I mean, people still care about Prince William and Kate Middleton.
Yeah, I guess so.
And they've been a couple for a long time.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm just a little bummed I did not know about BetterHelp sooner. Have you had some issues that have been bugging you recently or something that's preventing you from achieving your goals? If so, BetterHelp Online Counseling is there for you. BetterHelp offers licensed professional counselors who are specialized in issues such as depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, anger, family conflicts, LGBT matters, grief, self-esteem, and more. They've got you covered. And in expert hands. They will connect you with a professional counselor in a safe and private online environment. Anything you share is confidential and it's so convenient. You can now get help at your own time and at your own pace. You can schedule secure video or phone sessions plus chat and text with your therapist. If you're not happy with your counselor, you can request a new one at any time at no additional charge. And best of all, it's truly affordable. All you have to do now to get a 10% discount on your first month is go to betterhelp.com/Perez. Simply fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor you'll love. All you have to do is sign up at betterhelp.com/Perez. If you missed the story earlier this week, Kobe Bryant's widow, Vanessa, has filed a lawsuit for a wrongful death in the wake of his death. I wonder, though, are all the other people that died, are they going to also start? I'm sure they will all start filing lawsuits, too, I would imagine.
I would imagine.
I don't even know where to go from there. But I don't even want to call them bizarre. That would be me passing judgment. I will take that back. And say there are two instances of adults exploiting themselves for pleasure or profit or both. And that's totally fine. Aaron Carter.
Wait a minute. You've already said Aaron Carter. You may as well attach bizarre to it. It's fine.
I think
we've established he's done some bizarre things.
Yeah. But I don't know if this actually might be smart. Aaron Carter has started an OnlyFans account. You know what that is?
Mm-mm.
You don't know what OnlyFans is?
No.
Oh my God.
The name sort of tells me that OnlyFans can join it. So.
It's a place where creators can post adult content. And a lot of these hot bikini girls on Instagram have started to flock to OnlyFans and posting R and X rated stuff on there. And they're making hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. They charge $20 a month, $10 a month, and they get, I don't know, 1,000 people. 1,000 people at $20,000, $20 a month, how much is that?
$2 trillion.
That's $20,000.
20,000 bucks.
So they need 10,000 people. All right, if you get 10,000 people giving you $20 a month, that's feasible if you have 6 million people on Instagram, if only 10,000 of those are paying.
Basically, it's what that thing you do, not the, because you don't do them anymore.
It's like Cameo, but pornographic.
Okay, so it's pornographic Cameo.
Basically, yes. And Aaron Carter is on there now, and I saw but unfortunately, like, the sad thing for Aaron Carter is he's a star, or was, or he's such a name that people are signing up and then just leaking his images.
Ah.
So, like, you don't even have incentive. Or maybe you do, because also, one of the perks of signing up is you can direct message people. Mm-hmm. So you message so then people start communicating with people. And people actually do communicate, because then I've heard, because I know people that do it, you make even more money by sending private videos that you don't post on your feed, and people tip extra well for those. Anyways. Wow.
Is he naked?
Yes. You want to see a photo?
No. I'm good. I just wanted to know if he was showing his wang.
Yeah, I'm impressed. He's a pretty decent sized wang for a skinny dude.
I have a friend that dated his brother, and I heard his brother's got a big one.
Yeah, well, so does Aaron Carter.
How about that?
Good on him. And if you want to see Aaron Carter nude or more, I think he's dating a porn star, or he has. I wouldn't even be surprised if he starts putting full videos up on there. Anyways, also doing something similar is Steven Spielberg's daughter, Michaela, 23 years old, and Steven Spielberg is her dad, and she has taken to doing solo videos for money. She claims that her father is supportive and that she's not doing this just for money, and it's not like the end of the world, that she's just a very sexual person and enjoys doing this. Follow-up reports, though, claim that Steven Spielberg is embarrassed and concerned for his daughter. And I almost hate even saying it, but not that it makes any difference, but this is Steven Spielberg's adopted daughter with Kate Capshaw, his ex-wife.
Right.
I don't know if that makes a difference. If it's a, it could, you know, I think, isn't Lawrence Fishburne's daughter, didn't she do porn too or something like that?
I kind of recall that, yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure. Don't remember.
I don't think it makes any difference if she's an adopted daughter or not, but yeah, that was a story. So good on, congratulations, Michaela Spielberg.
Is that a congratulations?
Well, she says that she it makes her happy, so congratulations. All right,
well, knock yourself out. Live your best you.
You guys, I am so happy. I just got a new shipment from ButcherBox. Is there any culinary occasion more delicious? The answer is no. I love a simple steak with just a little bit of salt, to be honest, because a great quality steak doesn't need that much. Maybe some olive oil too. I don't spend a ton of time prepping my meats. I don't need to with ButcherBox because I know that it is the best quality meats possible. Even better than butter, wrap a steak in bacon. ButcherBox gives you two fillets and a pack of bacon free in your first box. Every month, ButcherBox ships a curated selection of high-quality meat right to your house. All meat is free of antibiotics and added hormones. Everything is packed fresh and shipped frozen and vacuum-sealed so it stays that way. Plus, you can customize your box just to your likings. You've got options like 100% grass-fed and finished beef, free-range organic chicken, heritage pork, wild-caught Alaskan salmon, and bacon that's free of nitrates and added sugar. And ButcherBox is the most affordable and convenient way to get humanely raised meat. You can get two filet mignons, a pack of bacon, plus $20 off your first box when you sign up now at butcherbox.com/Perez or use promo code Perez at checkout. Just go to butcherbox.com/Perez or use promo code Perez at checkout. Jennifer Lawrence, apparently...
Is she doing porn?
She's not doing porn.
Crap.
But she hasn't had a hit movie in a while.
Well, she took a break. She went and got married and checked out of movies for a minute.
She didn't take a break. She had a couple movies come out. She did the Dark Phoenix movie. She also did that Red Sparrow movie that came out last year, I believe.
I think that's the last thing she did. Then she said she was going to take a break for a while.
All right. Well, one movie a year is not necessarily taking a break. Taking a break of 3 or 4 years, that's taking a break. But
well, okay.
Anyways, she is struggling, according to reports, is adamant about keeping her rate at $18 million, despite the fact that she hasn't had a hit movie in a while. Do you think that's a smart move, or should she accept something lower than $18 million?
I mean, it depends on the project, right? I mean, I'm sure there's every role is different. Indie films may pay less, but she puts asses in seats, and that's a question for somebody that gauges Q score and where she is at the moment. That changes. It fluctuates. John Travolta used to be an A-list star. Then he wasn't. Then he was. It goes up and it goes down. If you're lucky, you stay in the game. She's an incredibly talented actor. So who am I to say what she deserves? If she's putting asses in seats, she should make that money.
Well, she hasn't been in a while. That's the thing. So we'll see.
Maybe you got to take the right movies, too. You can't always sit there and say, well, you know, there's a lot of turds that have been released with big names in them.
I would just say, okay, I won't take my $18 million fee, but give me a producer credit or give me back end.
Yeah. It just depends on what the deal is.
Yeah. I would try to negotiate it that way. Speaking of films, congratulations to Lindsay Lohan. She is acting again.
Is she on For You?
No. OnlyFans.
OnlyFans. She should be on that. And why do I think it's called For You? I don't know where I got that from.
I think there might be there's one that's called Just For You, I think, that's similar. Hmm. Or Just Fans or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, that's the one I'm on.
I don't subscribe to any of those things. I'm cheap.
Yeah. No, I'm on it. I just show my
there. Oh, all right. Yeah. Well, Lindsay Lohan last year, she was on The Masked Singer Australia. So she was making money doing that. But she just signed on to star in a new movie. So good on her. She's starring opposite Mickey Rourke in a supernatural thriller.
Okay.
Called Cursed. Ooh.
You sound thrilled.
No, I'm only joking. I'm genuinely happy that, I mean, do I think the movie's going to be good? Probably not.
Definitely not.
A supernatural thriller with Mickey Rourke and Lindsay Lohan called Cursed is probably going to suck, but I'm happy that she's acting.
We're going to watch anyhow.
I'm happy that she's acting.
Good.
Speaking of actors, some people are making a big to-do over the fact that Kirk Douglas did not leave his son, Michael Douglas, any money in his will. And he had a will or a fortune of about $100 million, if not more than that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see that as problematic at all. Michael Douglas is loaded. Yeah. Michael Douglas has more money than his father did.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Kirk Douglas left most of his money to charity. That's awesome.
I don't think they're bitching even 1%. I doubt that they care.
Well, I don't think Michael Douglas care, but it's like some people are like, he snubbed his son, blah, blah, blah. No, the son's loaded.
Yeah, they're all doing fine.
And he's dead. Anyways.
And he's dead. He lived to a billion. So
he did. He lived quite the life. An update. Last week, I think I mentioned Sophia Richie and Scott Disick were on a break. This week, they're officially back together.
Oh, thank God.
I know. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy, though? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com. GEICO.com. Unfortunately, whether you like it or not, there is even more bachelor stupidity heading our way. Yet, there's just too much bachelor everything, I've decided. Another bachelor spinoff is in the works. This one is called The Bachelor Summer Games.
Yeah, no thanks. They just like play wacky games, and that sounds so dumb. And they could fall in love on the game or something, too. It's stupid.
They did the Bachelor Winter Games.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember not watching that.
Mm, yeah, well, I didn't watch either. But, remember PerezHiltonBook.com.
Oh, that's the book? Perez Hilton Book? What are you going to call the book?
The book is called TMI, My Life in Scandal.
Uh-huh. How did this come together?
I was approached by my co-writers. They're like, we would love to do a book with you about your life. And I'm like, oh, I don't know. And then they were still interested after I was like, well, let me try. I mean, like, let's see if anybody will even want to buy it. And then when somebody was interested, a publisher, then I'm like, all right, well, let's do it.
So what do? You just tell them stories and they write them down?
Yeah. We spoke and spoke and spoke and spoke. I've met with these guys so many times. We've chatted for hours upon hours upon hours. Then they would write it, and then we'd meet again, and then I would go through it with them and say, oh, I don't like this, let's change this, let's add this, let's take away that. That's not how it quite happened, so let's correct this. And it was a very time intensive process, and my life is already so busy. So TMI, My Life in Scandal, available for purchase now.
You can get it now?
No. Available for purchase now.
Oh, I gotcha. Well, when you say available for purchase, that means I could purchase it, but that doesn't mean I'm going to get it. I could pre-order it.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Okay.
Exactly.
I got it. All right. Let's take some calls.
Hi, guys. I love the show so much that I'm going back and listening to previous episodes, and I'm really deep into Britney conservatorship right now. And the other night, I dreamed that I was in Britney's body, and the conservatorship was in the form of this chair that I was confined to. And the chair started to malfunction and spin in the middle of the night. And so I started screaming, or I thought I started screaming.
The fuck am I listening to this for? Tell your therapist.
She didn't get to the end. I don't know. Maybe there was a question there.
Well, too bad.
Hi, my name is Jessica. I'm calling from Montreal, Canada. I love you guys. You guys are the best podcast. So funny. My call is not so much a question, but a comment for that girl telling everyone to leave Meghan and Harry alone and leave their relationship alone. I just want to say that they are public figures, and if they didn't want people to talk about them, they should lead a more private life. I'm so tired of people like feeling bad for her and like getting super protective of them. You know, first of all, she's not a victim. She chose this life. She wants it. She wants people to talk about her. She's a fame chaser, and I'm just so tired of people thinking otherwise and like being super protective of her. She wants you to talk about her. She wants press to talk about her. This is a life she chose. That's all I have to say. Love you guys. Bye.
I agree. She chose it. Although I think, to play devil's advocate, they kind of are trying to live a more private life now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just like when callers have beef with other callers and not with me. That makes me happy. Another call.
Hello, guys. Invested Lady here. I had to pause the podcast and call you guys because you guys are talking about the airlines, and I swoon when Booker goes on his tirades. I love it. I was laughing so hard when you guys played my Amber Heard call last week. I sound crazy, but I don't care because I am. It's true. I get super invested when I relate to things. That's why I love Paris. You are so relatable and real, and I feel like we could have been besties in another life or something. Anyways, this week I'm super invested on Jessica Simpson's audiobook. Hearing everything narrated by her, it's a whole experience. Loony voice and everything.
What? And,
I don't know. What'd she say? Loony boys? Let me back
loony
that up.
Loony boys.
It's a whole experience. Loony boys and everything.
Loony boys. Oh, like crazy boys.
Yeah.
Right?
It makes me want to listen to it now.
Okay.
She talks about John Mayer like in extent, and oh boy, I just had to go and read the entire infamous Playboy piece that you guys also talked about. It's a wild ride. He tries so hard to sound smart and groundbreaking, and he makes a freaking fool of himself. And then he has the audacity to talk smack about Perez, saying things like, quote, "I saw Perez at this club acting as though he had just invented homosexuality." So what, you want to sound as you just invented douchebaggery? And on top of that, he may or may not did my Booker dirty with something. I don't know, Booker's so mysterious. I lost it. I can't stand him. What were your thoughts at that time, Paris? And have you talked to him since? Anyways, bye-bye.
That time with John Mayer.
I will be talking about it in my book.
Well done. Well done.
PerezHiltonBook.com. Thank you.
Well done. I wonder what that chick looks like. I got a feeling she's sexy. And I imagine her with some sort of brandy or something, and she's sitting in some sort of robe, and it's got fuzzy, she's got fuzzy slippers on and shit, and she's listening to the show, getting all fucking tanked, and she's hot. And you can kind of see through the robe. I got a whole visual of that chick. She just seems smoking to me. I love you. Thank you for listening.
Hi, Perez. Hi, Booker. This is Catherine from Las Vegas. I just wanted to ask Perez, last week you spilled a little bit of tea for us that you knew about a celebrity who was pregnant and you're feeling like they were going to announce it soon. Can you confirm, has this person announced it yet? I was kind of thinking it was Sophie Turner, but just wondering if you can release it yet. Thanks. Love the show, guys.
No, they have not announced it yet.
Oh, so you've got another celebrity baby coming, and you thought it was going to be announced on Valentine's Day, if my memory serves me correctly.
I know.
Huh.
It's just really early. which is also the reasons why, in the pregnancy, why I have not reported anything.
Got you. Okay. All right. So that wasn't, see, I was wondering that too, because the next day Sophie Turner announced and I was like, oh, Perez had a nugget there, but that's not the nugget. Interesting. Okay. One more call. One more.
Hey, Perez, this is Amanda calling from Maryland. Just listened to your most recent podcast, and I'm not sure if you've received any other phone calls about this, but I want to make you aware that you accidentally misgendered Sam Smith. I know you're aware that they came out as transgender earlier this year, and Sam's preferred pronouns are they, there, and throughout your segment on him, you, on they, see, I do it too, on them, you referred to them as he, him, his, and I totally understand it's easy to misspeak. Obviously, I just did it. It's important to be mindful of it going forward. I just wanted to make you aware, just so you could be more cautious. It's really hard to do. I totally get it. Don't want to be preachy. Just wanted to make you aware. Bye.
Your thoughts on that, correcting your pronouns.
I hate the word they. I would rather there was a new word like shim.
Ooh, no, shim's very, shim almost has a negative connotation to it.
It does?
Yeah, I think it does.
Says who? I'm a gay man. I'm saying shim is okay. Mm. You think shim is not okay?
I don't. I think it's got a really, I don't know. I feel like that's a word people would look down upon.
I don't. I mean...
No? Okay, maybe I'm reading that wrong. I just thought shim was more of a derogatory thing you would call like a transsexual or something like that. That's... It seems old to me. You know what I mean? Like it seems like a word that people would misuse on purpose. Derogatory is what I... the connotation it gives with me.
Maybe the word shemale, that would be offensive if you were to say that, but that's not what Sam Smith is, and we don't. I'm not advocating the use of the word shemale. I would say shim, just because it's confusing to refer to one individual person as a with a word that you refer to as multiple people.
Right. It's grammatically incorrect.
I understand not identifying with male or female gender. I just wish there was a different word that became common to refer to people in a genderless way that was not this thing where we're referring to one person as a plural. It just doesn't, it's hard. It doesn't make sense.
It's because he's not a plural. Let's just be honest. He's not two things. Plural is two. He's one.
Exactly.
Whatever his one thing is, I will call whomever whatever they like, but don't ask me to incorrectly use English. I'm not going to do that.
Whatever they's, their one thing
their is. Zers, whatever they's no, want.
Yeah, I just, I would rather, or just, let's just call Sam Smith, Sam Smith instead of.
Yeah, Sam. We just call Sam, Sam, Sam.
Whatever Sam, I'll be more mindful, like. And I think I do, you know, when talking about people who don't identify as male or female, I almost always just try to use the name instead of saying them or their, just because I don't like them or their, honestly.
Yeah.
And these people are not against their name. They're fine being referred to as their name. They just don't want to be called the gender they were born with, which is fine. I respect that.
I'm all for change and I'm all for evolution of how we think and what people are and how you define genders and such. I'm so down with that. But when you ask me to use English incorrectly, like Perez says, I need something correct. I need something that makes sense to me.
Or like with Spanish, you know, there's a lot of people now that are using the word Latinx in order to refer to all people, Latina people. And I understand the want and the desire to like have a word that's not gendered. And I've advocated in the past for the use of the word Latine with an E, which does not refer to male or female. Male is O, female is A. So Latine is genderless, and it's also still a Spanish word. Latinx is not a Spanish word. Latinx, I just don't like
man is all people. It doesn't necessarily, that's not an assignment to gender always either. Mankind doesn't have to do with just the well-being of men. No, mankind is everyone. That's all people.
It's still man. It's still male.
No, it's not. Mankind has nothing to, it's not.
Matt, it's got the word man in it.
It doesn't mean that it's incorrect. It's not incorrect.
But you're not listening. Some people don't want to say that because it's still got man in it.
That doesn't make it wrong. It doesn't make them wrong. But if you're speaking of mankind, you're speaking of men and women.
You could just say people. Or you could just say mankind.
It's fine. We know what it is.
But people will prefer people instead of mankind.
Well, I don't care what people prefer.
All right. Well, this is great. PerezHiltonBook.com. Make sure you order your copy. And
how much is this book?
I don't even know yet how much it is. I gotta check the price.
you
it's
better.
Very affordable. And later, sometime in the future, I'll give people information on any appearances I may be doing, which I'll most likely be doing. And if you can't make an appearance, I'll also try to find a way to sign anybody's copy that they want me to sign it if they don't get to go to an appearance.
I know what I'm getting for Christmas. 800-721-1185. We'll do this again next week. Everybody have a great week.
Are you a fan of true crime? Then you've got to check out The Court Junkie. Imagine being wrongfully convicted of a crime you didn't commit. Or imagine your child's killer is still on the loose, even though there's enough evidence for an arrest. The Court Junkie podcast shines a light on the injustices of our judicial system by delving into court documents, attending trials, and interviewing those closest to these cases. Be sure to subscribe on Spotify, Podcast One, Apple Podcasts, and many other podcast apps so you can get new episodes every week.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy. And we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.